listener production.
Hi, I'm Amy Ross. It's been a busy weekend for Limestone Coast Police. Two drink drivers were detected. Just after 1 a.m. on Sunday, a 25-year-old Bordertown man was pulled over and allegedly blew a positive result of 0.091. Then just after 2 a.m. in Mount Gambier, police pulled over a 27-year-old from Dartmoor. They were breathalysed and allegedly returned a reading of 0.082. Both drivers received a 6-month immediate loss of licence and will be summoned to appear in court at a later date. Millicent police then arrested a man and a woman after they were caught in a stolen car late last night. At about 10:30, patrols were driving on Williams Road when they spotted a stolen Victorian Green Land Rover at a service station. The stolen car had been involved in a number of petrol drive-offs over the past couple of days. Police pulled into the servo, and when the driver spotted them, he attempted to get away. An officer jumped into the car and restrained the 27-year-old man from Adelaide. He was charged with illegal use and driving unlicensed. The 20-year-old female passenger from Mount Gambier was also arrested and charged with illegal use. The pair was refused police bail and will appear in court today. Mount Gambier's newest tourist attraction has hit a hole-in-one. The Blue Lake Putt-Putt opened yesterday. The 18-hole course is already generating huge interest with more than 500 bookings for this month. The course features a replica centenary tower, a miniature blue lake, and light-up ghost mushrooms. The course took 9 months to build. And South Australian craft brewer Pirate Life is expanding over the border. They've got plans to open in a former mechanic garage in Melbourne from next year. Let's taking a look at sport and checking in with the results from round 7 of Southern Ports tennis. Narra Court has taken the top spot on the ladder. It follows their defeat of Kingston, who were strong in the doubles, but just not strong enough. For round 8 next week, Narra Court will be hosting the Roe Roosters.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.